The family of A.J. Boyk tearfully took the podium in front of a throng of cameras.
I don't want to have to be standing here because my son was murdered because he went to the movie theater.
Teresa Hoover says her 18-year-old son wanted to be a teacher, and the world is a darker place without him. She says she wants to prevent these types of tragedies.
Sandy Hook shouldn't have happened. There needs to be something done to stop the assault weapons and the mentally ill from owning guns. It's bigger than just that, but the conversation has got to start today. It should have started years ago.
A victim from the 1999 Columbine shooting was also on hand, along with three Democratic lawmakers who pledged to make gun control a top priority next session. Representative Rhonda Fields of Aurora represents the district where the theater shooting took place. She also lost her own son. He was murdered in 2005.
Right now, it's too easy for criminals to get access to dangerous weapons. We need to do something about that.
Democratic leaders say every idea will be on the table, from banning assault weapons to limiting online gun purchases and strengthening background checks. Senate Majority Leader Morgan Carroll of Aurora is expecting an epic political fight backed by a lot of money from the gun lobby.
That said, the price of inaction here is far, far greater than whatever it is that we may be stepping into. There are going to be plenty of ways that we can fully respect people's rights, but just be smarter about public safety.
But many gun owners don't think restricting access is the answer. The head of the National Rifle Association is calling for more armed guards at schools and says, quote, "The only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is to have a good guy with a gun." I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.